Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of October 12th through the 19th. And what I'm going to talk about most tonight, well, I think pretty much all, is the fact that we are going to have Venus and Mercury both move into new territory. Before I get started with that, I did get a couple notes from people today that when I did Sally's show, that the end of my show got cut off, I left the links to listen to the other signs. If you go to my October broadcast, the link is on my Facebook page. So there. okay, so back to what's going on in this week ahead. Venus, let's start with her. You know, Venus is about what's going to be going on with love or with income opportunities or with women or beauty interests. And she's moving into Libra, which is the sign of relationships. And this starts on Saturday the 14th. And, you know, so when we're talking relationships, it means that when we are looking for love or we're trying to make money or we're doing something for that woman or the beauty interest, then we want to seek out partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, any of those one-on-one key serious relationships. Venus being here, she's going to travel there for a little over 3 weeks. So it's going to go by quick and take advantage of it while it's there. It'll be there till November 7th. And so when she's in this territory, she is going to either help smooth out issues that are going on over those themes with those people, or she can help attract it and make it a little bit easier to get things in flow. And she will definitely try to help you enjoy those themes a little bit more. And, you know, when we look at each sign, obviously each sign is going to have a different territory that's really kind of focused in on to get there. But as a general overview, this is what's going to be happening. And when we're looking at just a little bit over 3 weeks, she is going to have four periods that are going to be kind of the standout days during that next 3 weeks. So one of them can be Saturday the 14th because she's introducing herself into the territory. So I guess I should extend it to 5 days. But, you know, she's not really making an aspect on Saturday, but she is coming into that relational field. And so there may be some action going on there, something starting to open up for you. But the 4 days that stand out to me are the 23rd, when Venus will be making an adjustment to Neptune. So whatever you're trying to do in those areas with those key players, there's a need to kind of adapt around something going on behind the scenes with healing or hospitals or other institutions, with research or development, with the romance, the artistic pursuits and projects, or something in that spiritual realm. And if it's a challenge under Neptune, it could be making adaptations around secrets or deceptions or boundary issues or chemicals or drugs or addictions, that kind of thing. So that's the 23rd. On the 27th, Venus squares Pluto. That's the intense day. So that's frictional energy. So that's either really, you know, kind of hot and passionate love and sex, or it is some kind of challenge going on from Pluto, which means that as you're in there dealing with those Venus themes, with those key players, there is a challenge there involving an authority type like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a director, a teacher, or there is some kind of challenge with the career or some kind of challenge with whatever your big goal is that you've set, and you may have to deal with Pluto themes in the mix. So the financial side of things, the sexual side, the reproductive side, the divorce, the death, the birth, or the third party in the situation. So, you know, that may not be our favorite day unless you're one of the lucky souls that gets it as the frictional sexy stuff, right? So that's the 27th. And then we have between November 2nd and 3rd, it could play on either one of those days or both. Venus will be making an opportunity alignment to Saturn, and that is the time frame when you can get in there with the love or income needs, the woman or the beauty needs with those specialists and partners and clients and agents and attorneys, and kind of cement something one way or another that is about the legal side of things, the travel or people at a distance, the educational pursuits, the media marketing, the wedding, the religion, the politics in the mix. And then the fourth and final one, well, fifth, as we're including the intro date, it comes between the 3rd and the 4th of November. And this one is Venus sitting opposite Uranus. So this is kind of wild card energy, and this one can go either way. This can either be a one-on-one with somebody that's kind of unexpected or exciting or surprising, or it can be a one-on-one with somebody over those themes that is a shake-up, shocking, a sudden change in a, you know, the way things are going, a break for freedom or independence in the mix, or some kind of, you know, something new going on there with whatever is original about it. So, you know, wow, right? That's a lot. And that's pretty much what Venus is going to be doing. Now, for what Mercury is going to be doing in this week ahead, Mercury is going to be in two parts. As we go into, you know, starting now, October 12th, and move forward, Mercury is going to make a few active links from Libra, where Venus is entering on Saturday. So Mercury's kind of going to help her out there, be part of the story a little bit before it changes signs. And so that means over the weekend of the 14th, 15th, Mercury is going to sit in that opposition to Uranus. So it's very likely, if you're, you know, one of those listeners that likes to kind of plot how these things go up ahead and all of that, since you know Venus will be sitting opposite between November 3rd and 4th, you can kind of pay attention to what you're hearing from Mercury over this weekend of the 14th, 15th, or the talks or meetings that are starting to perk up, or the news or offers or agreements or sales or whatever's going into writing or decision-making, you know, involving this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, even out there on the global stage with our allies and enemies. And, you know, how you feel, where you are in that mix, and what is this Uranus energy showing up as for you, you know, because, again, it can be really exciting and sudden, you know, spontaneous things happening, or it can be a big shakeup or sudden change or shock. And so, you know, it will probably, most likely, be linked to what is then coming with Venus up ahead on November 3rd to 4th. Okay, so Mercury is doing that. And then whatever this communication scenario is with Uranus over the weekend will then lead to you showing up and kind of being involved with it by the time that we get to the 16th. And so here, there is going to be a positive opportunity alignment. So the possibilities are directly there for something solid to kind of lock into place. Again, Mercury is doing a lot of what Venus is going to be doing, and that is kind of opening this door, this time through communications and through you personally getting involved with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, whatever, and what this can do for those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. So, oh man, that hurts my head. But you know what? It all looks really good, albeit there may be something with that square to Pluto on the 27th, which is not in our week ahead. So, you know, poof, we don't have to really deal with it just yet. And so there you have it. Okay, so what else? Oh, then Mercury is going to change signs, which is the other main thing I was going to talk about. So on Tuesday the 17th, Mercury moves into Scorpio. And so this is going to kick off several weeks here where the talks, the way our mind is working, the things we're thinking about, the, you know, meetings and agreements and sales and writing and offers and decisions and local activities and short trips, all these Mercury-ruled themes are going to start to focus on Scorpio. And so we're going to, you know, hear about or get into those talks and decisions about anything in the big financial realm. So it could be about the loan or the debt or the taxes or the insurance or the investments or the, you know, the alimony, the child support, the bankruptcy, the inheritance, the commissions, whatever this is for you. It's not your personal income, but it's anything else financial. And so this is opening that door. And at the same time, it's also opening the door to the personal side of Scorpio. So you could meet somebody that you have a strong sexual attraction to, or you could, connect, through decisions and offers with somebody you're already sexually involved with. There could be a short trip planned for, a little rendezvous kind of thing. It can be about hearing the news or making the decisions about reproductive needs, divorce, a death, a birth, or those third-party scenarios. And the interesting thing with our week ahead is that Mercury moves into this territory on Tuesday, opening that door wide. And then between Tuesday and Wednesday, between the 17th and 18th, Mercury then moves to sit at the same degree with Jupiter in that territory this is the first time in 12 years since Jupiter hasn't been here in that long. So it's a really big deal. Jupiter takes things really big. And so, if you've really been waiting on big news, or you really have something important to say or decide or write or sign or sell or, any of this, you may want to kind of target those days or just pay attention. The thing about a conjunction like this between planets is it's really trying to give a fresh start between those two energies. So, 12 years ago, they got together there and they decided, oh, this is what I think we should do, about our financial situation or our sexual attractions or whatever. And now they're coming together again and they're starting a whole new story. And, that can involve things already going on, or you can start something brand new, but you're kind of at the starting gate. So it's really interesting to listen, pay attention to your thoughts and the news you're hearing and things like that may impact this. And again, because Jupiter is the one trying to open up that financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, third-party scenario with Mercury, it can, again, involve legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religion, or politics about it. So maybe you'll spark up that really, political talk with somebody, and the two of you will leave the bar and get together. That'd be one scenario, right? I'm not going to sit here and go through all that. I could be at that for a while. I'll spare you guys. So here's the deal. The only other thing I really wanted to tell you guys, and it's a little ways out, but I was doing a little bit of it myself today, and I thought, man, I should be actually sharing that with my listeners. It's not very nice of me not to speak up ahead of time. Although most of you probably are not thinking about this right now, when it comes to our holiday shopping in December, we are going to be in a Mercury retrograde. And that Mercury retrograde is going to last from December 3rd to December 23rd. And because there's always a shadow that comes before the retrograde and after the retrograde and extends it with some of the funky stuff we go through, the shadow actually starts on November 14th. So here we are on October 12th. We've got about 4 weeks until that shadow kicks in. So if you are thinking about, purchases for anybody for the holidays, or booking that ticket or any of these kind of things that involve Mercury, talks and meetings and sales and agreements and short trips and decisions you're making about that time frame, you may want to get a jump on it now, because I do believe this is going to be quite a kind of messy, crazy period. There's a lot of volatility going on out there. There might be, certain things not shipped or things lost, or who knows, I know I should figure it all out, but it hurts my brain once again. So I'm just giving you guys a head up. If you want to, indulge in any of that, I would suggest you do it between now and November 13th. Okay, so there we have it. So let's talk about, what's going on as we go through each of these signs. I'm going to start with Pisces and go backwards, although no, I know that's going to make most of you guys' head hurt. I said I would to about 4 different people that asked me in the last week, so here we go, because they feel like they get, the shift, I guess. And I hope I don't mess it up, because it's just so weird. But anyways, okay, so Pisces in this week ahead, with Venus moving into this relationship zone, for you, this is really going to be focused on, first of all, Venus. So where are you going with love or income or beauty or women and the key players in that, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. And for Pisces, the focus here, the way this is all going to play through, is either in one of those big financial arenas, you know, tackling what's going on with the loan or the inheritance or the taxes or insurance or partners' money or investments or, you know, alimony, child support, whatever that is. Or for Pisces, this is going to play out in a very sexy, sexual, or reproductive arena. It can also kind of move in and help with divorce or a death, if there's any of that going on for you guys, or dealing with third-party situations. If you're sitting down with this partner or specialist in a third party, or you're, you know, well, there you go. That's enough, right? And so, you know, you really want to think about this, that Venus is starting here on Saturday 14th. It's going to last until November 7th. Venus is going to help you either smooth things out in those areas or attract what you're looking for if you're proactive about it. So, you know, take note of those dates I gave at the beginning, which are the 4 days that stand out, and really put your energy there. Mercury, before Mercury changes signs, Mercury is going to be part of that story. So over the weekend of the 14th, 15th, Mercury will be in there with one of those key players over love or income or beauty or women and the sex or the finances or the divorce or mortality issues or third-party scenarios or reproductive needs for Pisces. And it's going to kind of activate a one-on-one scenario that is a wild card. So things are going to get really exciting or really shocking, or there's going to be sudden changes or, you know, surprises that involve gifts or products or possessions or purchases or your personal income in this story. And then on the 12th and on the 16th, there's this opportunity for Pisces with all those sexy financial, you know, divorce, mortality, third-party scenarios that it's going to align with something serious involving your goals or career or an authority type, like a mentor, a boss, a parent, a judge, somebody like that. And so you really do want to get serious on those days, open up the communications, show up, get involved, and see which way you can kind of turn this thing. Definitely looks like there's something solid there. Even if it's an ending, it would be a favorable one for you under this influence, but it could be about a long-term commitment or an ambition, you know, or ways to structure things, and, you know, there you go. Okay, so then Mercury moves into Scorpio on the 17th, and then we'll meet with Jupiter between the 17th and 18th. So those 2 days, 17th, 18th, really big for Pisces when it comes to talks or meetings or news or offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, or decisions that are based on your ninth house. So Pisces, it really means you want to open up about that in a big way, about anything legal that you need to tackle or want to, anything about travel or visitors from a distance or interaction with people at a distance or import, export, or foreigners or global things, right? Anything with education, whether that's you teaching or learning something, anything with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, anything with weddings or other ceremonies, or anything with religion or politics. So you go, Pisces. There's a lot of potential there. Big, big stuff starting with a fresh start. So, yeah, aim high. For Aquarius, Venus is moving into those territories starting on Saturday the 14th. So Aquarius, you know, when it comes to love or income or women or beauty themes, really going to be playing out with those key players over those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious or political interests. And Venus here, you know, she's going to be there for about 3 weeks until November 7th. She can smooth out issues or help you attract what you're going for in those areas. She can definitely, excuse me, help you enjoy things a bit more. You want to pay attention to those 4 day periods that I gave at the beginning of the show, which will kind of stand out as the pivotal, you know, points in these 3 weeks ahead. But this does look like it should help you get to where you want to go in this stuff. And then before Mercury changes signs, Mercury is going to be involved in that story. So if you're waiting to hear news about that legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious or political interest, or if you are trying to get into talks or meetings or have a short trip about it or do something local about it, or you're making sales or signing agreements or making decisions, or any of that communication realm, Then the weekend of the 14th, 15th brings that up into a lot of things going on one-on-one with somebody. And it's with that wild card Uranus. So there's something exciting or shocking or a sudden change or last-minute change or, some kind of wild card in there through, you know, those local communicative offers, decisions. Also for Aquarius, in a wild random way, this could involve something you weren't expecting. With a neighbor, a sibling, the vehicles, the electronics. Hey, stay on your toes. And then on the 12th and 16th in this week ahead, Mercury and then also the Sun are going to be working from that territory, doing something opportune for you. So again, with the news and offers and decisions and showing up and getting personally involved with that travel or legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political theme. And on those 2 days, the 12th and 16th, there's this really opportune alignment to cementing something one way or the other, either with your personal aspirations and original projects or your freedom, or on the other side involving friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, or some kind of cause you're involved with. So there you have it with that ninth house. And then Mercury is going to move into Scorpio on Tuesday the 17th and then meet up with Jupiter, building and then completing between the 17th and 18th. So those 2 days, 17th, 18th, in our week ahead, really big deal for Aquarius. This is about starting to turn the focus of your thoughts and ideas and your talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and offers and short trips and decisions on your career or on a big life goal, you know, or on an authority figure, trying to reach that director, producer, teacher, mentor, boss, parent, whoever that might be for you. So goals, career, authority figures, it's going to be a theme for a few weeks, but those 2 days are kind of off the charts because Mercury and Jupiter haven't gotten together in this sign for 12 years. So it is kind of kicking off a fresh new start here. Pay attention to what you're hearing, but also if you need to speak up or send out something to somebody, this could be a really good time to do it. All right, for Capricorn. Capricorn, and we're going backwards, everybody. Anybody tuning in late? Okay, so for Capricorn, Venus is going into Libra on Saturday the 14th. And so, you know, this is going to start to focus you on love and income, women and beauty themes with partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys and competitors, etc. But it's going to be about three things for you guys. It's really going to be about setting goals and seeing where this goes, or it's going to be about how this can impact your career, or maybe status or reputation or fame tied into that, or it's going to be about what's going on with an authority figure like a parent, a boss, a director, a teacher, a judge, a mentor. So this is good because this is Venus trying to help smooth things out or attract what you need in those areas coming together, or this is about you being able to enjoy yourself a little bit more. There are those four dates that stand out. The one date, you know, that might be a little challenging in that, but it's not in this week ahead anyway. But pay attention to the beginning of the show. It'll give you that parameter. And then Mercury, before he changes signs this week, he's going to be part of Venus's story about your goals or your career or your authority figures you're dealing with. So Mercury is going to focus on the talks or the meetings, the agreements or the writing or the sales or the offers or the decisions being made about goals and career and authority figures. So you may hear from some of these people or get in there and get it all sealed up over the weekend of the 14th, 15th. And the interesting thing about this is that opposition to Uranus, which will be involved in this, so whatever this is, expect a wild card kind of energy playing out with somebody else involving your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, the parent, or the roommate. And so this could be something exciting or something, a surprise you weren't expecting or a spontaneous moment, or this can be a shock or a shakeup or, you know, a sudden or last minute change involving that. So kind of stay on your toes. As I said at the beginning, you know, you will see later on some replaying of some of this. So, you know, it'll give you a clue as to what's coming up. And then the last thing Mercury is going to do would be on the 12th and the 16th, doing pretty much the same thing involving the Sun on the 16th. But this is really about then focusing on those goals, career, or authority figures, and an opportunity here on those days to cement something one way or the other with the research and development or the artistic side of what's going on or the romantic side or the spiritual side or with any healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions or bad habits in the scenario. So, you know, lock that down, babe. And then we're going to have Mercury move into Scorpio and change his sign on Tuesday the 17th and then move to sit with Jupiter on the same degree in Scorpio between the 17th and 18th. So those 2 days, 17th and 18th, really big deal for any talks or meetings, offers or agreements, sales or news or short trips or decisions or writing, any of this communication stuff. For Capricorn, this is going to focus on either your personal aspirations, freedom, or original projects, or it's going to involve friends, associates, groups, gatherings, the internet, astrology, charities, causes, you know, think social, right? And this should go big. You know, this is getting together with Jupiter, first time in 12 years, big deal. Opening up that door, is it, you know, does it involve this person, this friend or this group or the internet? And think about Jupiter things. Is it about something media or marketing related, or is it about your travel plans or legal scenarios or media, or I said that, your educational, my brain, your educational pursuits, wedding plans, religious or political themes, you know. So it's kind of fresh start energy there, Tuesday, Wednesday at some point. So, you know, see what it brings you guys. And we're going backwards. We're now at Sagittarius. Okay, Sag, Venus is changing signs, moving into Libra on Saturday the 14th. And so this is going to kick off about 3 weeks up through November 7th, where she's really going to start to take your focus on love or income, women or beauty, and focus it on relationships, you know, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors. And for Sagittarius, this is either social, so it's really going to be playing out when you're with friends or groups or online or at parties or gatherings or focusing on astrology or charities, or it's going to be about your personal aspirations or original projects. So you want to allow Venus to kind of smooth out anything going on here or attract what you want or, you know, just make it more pleasurable for you over these 3 weeks and pay attention to those four dates I gave that will play out over the 3 weeks ahead at the beginning of the show because they'll kind of give you a guidepost of what's happening with that. And then with Mercury, before Mercury changes signs, he's going to be part of Venus's story. So over the weekend of the 14th and 15th, you may hear from, you know, this friend or get into talks or meet or take a short trip or, you know, sign agreements or make sales, Mercury themes, right? Or make decisions or hear offers, you know, involving this friend or this group or the internet situation or the astrology or charity or gathering or the thing about your aspirations or original projects. So, you know, if you're waiting to hear something or you want to have that talk or make that sale or finalize that agreement, Mercury is really going to be on board with that over the weekend of the 14th, 15th. But Sag, there's that wild card with Uranus opposite this for everybody. So it could go either way. As you're going down that road, you know, there's somebody in the picture that's going to surprise you or shock you, or there'll be some kind of last minute or sudden change or shakeup or excitement, you know, with this other person. And this is playing out with a lover, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational. And then the last thing Mercury is going to do before it leaves the sign will be on the 12th or 16th. It'll kind of pass the baton to the sun by the 16th. So the 12th and the 16th will stand out for whatever, you know, you're hearing or deciding or meeting about or signing or agreeing, whatever, communicating about, and how you're getting involved personally or physically with this, with the friends, the groups, the internet, the astrology, the charities, the gatherings, your aspirations or original projects. And this, those 2 days are allowing you to cement something solid for you. It's, you know, it's Saturn in your sign, Sag. So this is definitely very strong for, you know, positive endings or long-term commitments or balancing out responsibilities or structuring things positively or, you know, getting ambitious and putting yourself right in the center of what's going on here. So that's the 12th and the 16th. And then Mercury moves into Scorpio on Tuesday the 17th and will then be moving to sit with Jupiter in that sign between the 17th and 18th. So those 2 days, really big deal for Sagittarius. You know, you haven't had this come together here in 12 years. And again, it'll focus on talks or meetings, news, offers, agreements, sales, writing, decisions, but now about your 12th house and something big happening here because of Jupiter. So you want to focus on anything in the artistic realm, you know, your painting, your music, your film, dance, sculpture, poetry, museums, theaters, concerts, something in that realm. Or you want to focus in the spiritual realm with your prayer, meditation, yoga. You want to focus in the magical or psychic realm or on your dreams. Or you want to focus on healing or hospitals or other institutions. Or you want to focus on the romance. Or you want to focus on the research or investigation. So you have a lot to choose from there. Scorpio is going to take it deep and make it powerful. Jupiter with Mercury there is going to bring the information or meetings or decisions and take them big, may add themes of legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religion, or politics to that story. What a week, what a week. All right, for Scorpio, Venus is going to be headed into your 12th house starting on Saturday the 14th and going to travel here for the next 3 weeks up through November 7th. So Scorpio, this means the love flows behind the scenes. The income opportunities are behind the scenes. The women that are beneficial or the beauty interests that you have are behind the scenes. And you can really focus that on healing and recuperation and rest or going to a spa or retreat or hospital. Or you can really get into the research and development on things that bring you love or income or focus on the woman or beauty themes. You can make this romantic and hole up with somebody and have a romantic tryst or a romantic getaway. You can focus on your spirituality and really connecting with the love through prayer or meditation or yoga. You can maybe have some psychic moments or intuition really taking off in connection with the veil between worlds here with love or probably love or a woman, I would assume. what else? Research, I said, hospitals, romance, spiritual. I think that's everything, you guys. And so, you know, Venus traveling here is definitely trying to be as beneficial as possible, trying to smooth out any issues or attract that love or money flow or women or beauty themes into this mix. Obviously, in Libra, in all of that, it's about connecting, you know, that one-on-one between you and a partner, specialist, client, agent, attorney, or whoever. Or it's about the balance that you're seeking in the scenario. So there you have it with Venus there. Definitely note the 4 days that I picked at the beginning of the show, which will be the standout days for that if you're trying to get through in one of those areas. And then Mercury's going to get involved in the story before he changes signs. So over the weekend of the 14th, 15th, you might hear from people or get an offer or get into talks or meetings or sales or agreements or writing or interviews, or you might take a short trip or get out there locally or make decisions that are focused on that artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, hospital, research, development side of things. And there's that wild card energy from Uranus, which could bring a lot of excitement or surprise or a spontaneity or some kind of shakeup or shock or sudden change. And for Scorpio, this will play out with another person about the work or the paperwork, the hired help or the coworker, organizing or cleaning, or it will be about health or an animal. Okay? And so you've got that one-on-one balance, and it could go, you know, however this is meant to go for you guys. And then the last thing Mercury will do in this territory will be the 12th that ties in with the 16th, those 2 days, which will ask you again to get into talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or to hear from people and make choices, but also then to show up and get personally involved with this healing, hospital, recuperative, artistic, romantic, spiritual, or research, you know, topic. And on those 2 days, the 12th and 16th, there is this positive opening that can cement something here tied to this involving a purchase or a gift or your possessions or a product or your income. So you want to see if there's, you know, something serious there for you, cement it, commit to it, end it, structure it, get ambitious about it because the door is open. Then Mercury is going to move into your sign, Scorpio, and this is really nice for you because it starts to focus not only your mind on yourself a little bit more than maybe you have been, but it also will then kind of put you out there with other people in their thoughts as well. So you may be getting into talks or meetings, agreements or sales, writing or offers or decisions, or even short trips or local activities that are about you. So this can be, you know, what you're trying to do with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or it can just be what you're trying to do for yourself on a personal desire or need basis. And, you know, as Mercury moves into this territory on Tuesday the 17th, then it comes to sit with Jupiter for the first time in 12 years here between the, excuse me, the 17th and 18th. This is pretty off the charts, over the top stuff for Scorpios because it's about you guys. And so whether this is somebody coming at you with an offer or agreement or sale or something in writing, or this is you, you know, speaking up or asking for something or making a decision, I would definitely focus on anything big you're trying to do here. You can involve Jupiter themes of, you know, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, belief systems, political, you know, anything through those realms. You can also obviously involve your Scorpio themes, you know, intimacy, sex, reproduction, death, birth, divorce, or something financial or third party balanced in the mix. So there you have it for Scorpio. Going backwards, we are to Libra. Venus is going to enter your sign on Saturday the 14th. This is always lovely to have Venus in our sign. And so it's going to be there for 3 weeks until November 7th. And Libra, this is going to kind of help bring the love and the pleasure into focus on you and your needs. Or it's going to help you attract or smooth things out with income or with beauty. A great time to, you know, beautify your face, your wardrobe, your photos, anything that focuses on you, or women that come on board and are aimed at you in some way. So, you know, it's the time to really make it about your body, your image, your brand, your title, your name, or show up in the name of those things, the love, the income, the beauty, the women. You know, it can, it should make it a more pleasurable 3 weeks. You know, I know it goes by quick, right? But it's still, it's you. you get to be the one, so you can't complain. And, you know, it is a really important time. It's always an important time for Libras to connect. You guys are, you know, you guys connect, but I would say even more so at this point because there's a special quality to it. So remember that as you're pursuing what it is you need at this time, you definitely want to involve those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, et cetera. And Venus can help with that, whether it's about the love or the income, the beauty or the women. And pay attention to those four dates I gave that will play out over the 3 weeks ahead at the top of the show. Mercury is going to join the story playing out from your sign Libra over the weekend of the 14th, 15th, so it will mean that you're in there in talks or meetings, agreements or sales, writing or interviews, short trips or local activities, or fielding offers or making decisions, and it'll put you one-on-one with another person with the wild card Uranus. So you might have a surprise coming from somebody or some excitement or, you know, something spontaneous, or it could be a shock or a shakeup coming from somebody or a sudden last minute change. So that's over the weekend. And then there's a stabilizing factor playing on either side of the weekend for you on the 12th and the 16th. Again, very much focused on you and your sign, your needs, what you're doing, all those communications, also getting personally involved. And this ties in solidly to talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, and decisions, as well as any vehicle or electronic needs, anything going on with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, or anything with short trips or local activities. So Saturn in this mix can either help you, you know, submit something long-term, get that commitment, focus on the responsibilities, mark an ending, structure something better, deal with authority figures, or get ambitious in all of that. Sorry, it's really dry in here, and I should take a drink. Hold on. Maybe that would be the smart thing to do. Oh, yeah. Okay, so what do we have next? Then we have Mercury changing signs. So Mercury moves into Scorpio on the 17th and immediately starts to build to its sitting on the same degree with Jupiter between the 17th and 18th. So those 2 days are really a big deal. First time in 12 years they're getting together there. And for Libra, this is all about income opportunities, purchases, your possessions, your product or gifts or something of value in your life. And so you really want to speak up or write it up or sign those agreements or make the sales or pitch the ideas. And you want to go big. You want to be open to big offers coming in at this time or big meetings and short trips about it. And you may want to aim some Jupiter at this. So looking at how you can open up income or purchases or possessions or products or gifts or values through travel or through legal matters or through education or media marketing, publishing, or through weddings or religion or politics. And you also want to look at Scorpio, so the shared or outside financial influence or how this is impacting your sex life or reproductive needs or a divorce or a death or a third party scenario. So there you have it. For Virgo, going backwards. Virgo, Venus moves into Libra on Saturday the 14th, going to travel there for 3 weeks until November 7th. This is definitely going to help you smooth things out or attract what you're trying to get going here when it comes to your income or your purchases, your products or your possessions. And, you know, you definitely are going to be focusing this on a love interest or just amplified focus on making money, or it's going to involve a woman or a beauty theme that you're interested in with, you know, making your money or the purchases you're making. And it also should be a time for connecting for Virgo. So involve the partners, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, even tackle the competition, because Venus can help you smooth out or attract and hopefully bring a lot more enjoyment when it comes to earning or purchases or possessions or products. And there are going to be 4 major days in the next 3 weeks, talked about at the beginning of the show, so circle those. And Mercury is going to get involved with this before he changes signs in the week ahead. So over the weekend of the 14th, 15th, that's when you're going to hear the news or get into the talks or meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about your income or your product or your possessions or your purchases. And there's a wild card with Uranus over the weekend, so it'll put you in there one-on-one with another person in some kind of either exciting and surprising and spontaneous way or some kind of shocking shakeup or sudden change way. And this will involve the other side of the finances, the taxes or investments or settlements or insurance or alimony or child support, partner's money, loan, inheritance, bankruptcy, whatever the big financial theme is. Or if it's not about a big financial theme with this other person, it'll be about a sexual attraction, reproductive need, divorce, mortality issue, or third-party scenario. And on either side of that is kind of a solid reinforcing energy playing out again with Mercury and then the Sun really starting to open up the talks and agreements and news, et cetera, about your income and purchases, products, and possessions. This will be on the 12th and the 16th. And these days are opportune because they're going to help you cement something there involving your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or the family, the parent, or the roommate. And so, you know, with Saturn, this can either be about long-term commitments, responsibilities, endings, structuring things that support you, or ambitions or authority figures in the mix there. So door is open. Take advantage of that. And then Mercury will then move into Scorpio and start to move to sit with the same degree as Jupiter. And this happens between 17th and 18th next week. Really big days for everybody. And for Virgo, this is starting, I'm sorry, the cough right in your ear, I'm sorry. This is going to really start to open up things in a big way right off the bat. It's either going to come through news or an offer. It's going to come through ideas or, you know, percolating thoughts and messages. It's going to come through talks or meetings or interviews or auditions, agreements, sales, writing, short trips, local activities. Or it's going to involve or be about a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your vehicles or your electronics, or some kind of decision that you're making. And so, again, really big with Jupiter. It's in Scorpio, so really deep and powerful. So, I mean, this could also, you know, tie in those Scorpio and Jupiter themes when you're in these conversations or making these choices or out there locally. So you want to think about Scorpio themes of financial, sexual, divorce, reproductive, mortality or third parties. And you want to think Jupiter, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. All of this really, you know, coming together for a fresh start there between the Tuesday and Wednesday. Excuse me. All right, for Leo, going backwards, everybody. Leo, Venus is moving into your communications and local activities realm, starting on Saturday the 14th and lasting for 3 weeks up through November 7th. And Leo, this is definitely going to be a good thing for your talks and meetings, your offers and agreements, and your sales, your writing, your interviews, your auditions, anything you're doing with short trips or local activities with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, vehicles or electronics, and all the choices that are going to start to flow for you guys in the next 3 weeks. So, you know, all of that is really supposed to focus you on either love or a lover, or focus you on making money, or focus you on women or a woman, or the beauty interest that you have. So open up about it. Get in there with it. And definitely because it's in Libra, you want to connect with other people, you know, connect with that partner, that specialist, the agent, the attorney, the client, whoever this person might be for you that can take you down that road, you know. And note the 4 days that I give that are going to be the big ones over the next 3 weeks. That I listed those at the front of the show. Mercury is going to get involved with this before it moves out of sign. And so over the weekend, it will just amplify the communications, the short trips and local activities, the vehicles, electronics, siblings, neighbors, if that's part of it, writing agreements, sales, meetings, talks, ideas. And it's going to bring a one-on-one with somebody involving Uranus as a wild card. So something exciting and surprising or spontaneous with them, or something shocking or shake up or sudden change with them, last minute change with them maybe. And this will be played out through anything legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political in the mix. So, you know, maybe you'll get a long-distance visitor out of the blue, or maybe you'll, you know, get some kind of sudden judgment on a legal matter, or, you know, get some big spotlight on you in the media, you know, that you weren't expecting from somebody, you know. So it's Uranus, it's whatever goes. And then on either side of that, on the 12th and the 16th, we'll have Mercury and then the Sun really amping up the talks and meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, local activities, or what's going on with siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, and decisions. And it's going to be making opportunity alignments on those 2 days that are solid for Leo when it comes to the lover, the children, the creative projects, or the recreational pursuits. So cement something one way or the other, make that long-term commitment, or wrap something up and finalize it or end it, or structure it, or tackle the responsibilities, or deal with the authority types in the mix, or get ambitious about it, because these are really good aspects. And then Mercury moves into Scorpio for Leo over the weeks ahead. Mercury will be bringing those talks and meetings and ideas and agreements and sales and writing and offers and decisions to focus on your home or any real estate deals, moves or renovations, or involve your family, your parents, or your roommates. So this is going to be starting on Tuesday the 17th, and then Mercury will then immediately start to move to sit with Jupiter on the same degree there between the 17th and 18th. So those 2 days are really big. So you can definitely get something really major happening with one of those topics hear the news or offer, sign the agreement, make the sale, write things up, have that talk or meeting or decision, and go Jupiter with the home or real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. So travel, focus on the legal side, focus on education or media marketing or the wedding or the religion or politics in the mix. And remember, Scorpio's behind it all, financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party scenarios also really playing a part here. So a lot going on there Tuesday, Wednesday. For Cancer, as we go backwards, Venus is moving into your home base starting on Saturday the 14th. So for the next 3 weeks up through November 7th, this is definitely going to help smooth things out or attract what you're going for in the home or with the real estate deal, with the move or the renovation, with the family, the parent, the roommate, or your security interests, meaning, you know, how solid and secure do you feel? And all of that, it's really kind of getting you to focus on Venus here. It's either about the love that's playing out here or income opportunities playing out here, or it's about the woman that's at the heart of this, or women, or it's about beauty, you know. So maybe you're, you know, buying something beautiful for your parent or beautifying your home. But Venus will be traveling here during this time, smoothing it out, attracting these things. She wants you to connect one-on-one with people through this period. So with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, et cetera. And you'll have those four major days that'll stand out in the 3 weeks ahead. So listen to the top of the show for that. And then Mercury is going to kind of get involved with this before he changes signs. So over the weekend of the 14th, 15th, that's when you'll hear the news or offer, or you'll have talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and interviews, short trips, local activities, or maybe the siblings or neighbors will be involved, you know, making decisions all flowing around this home, family dynamic, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents, roommates, whatever. But over the weekend, you know, this is going to... I shouldn't say whatever I know. Over the weekend, this is going to involve that wild card energy, Uranus, with this other person. So, you know, this is something exciting and spontaneous or surprising, or it's something shocking, a shakeup, a sudden change. And this will bring this other person in, involved in this scenario, with a focus either on a parent, boss, judge, mentor, or other higher up authority type person, or it will be about the career and what's going on with that, or it will be about a major goal you have and how that's playing into all of this. So could go either way. And Mercury will then tie in with the Sun and be active in that same arena of home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates on the 12th and 16th. And on those days, it can lock and load on something solid for you involving the hired help, the coworkers, the paperwork, the organizing or cleaning, the job, or the health or the animals in the situation. So really look for those solid, supportive, structural things around that. If you need to finalize or end something, if you need to make a long-term commitment, if you need to look at responsibilities or get ambitious about any of that, that door is open on the 12th and the 16th. And then Mercury changes signs, and Mercury moves into Scorpio on the 17th. And then immediately starts to build to that conjunction with Jupiter on the same degree there between the 17th and 18th. So those 2 days, 17th and 18th, are going to be really big. Really big. Because you haven't had these two together in this sign for 12 years. And it's, you know, they're really kicking off a new chapter. And for Cancer, it's going to be about now Mercury bringing the news or offers, the talks or meetings, agreements or sales, writing or interviews, offers or decisions about love or lovers, about creative projects, about children, or about recreational pursuits. So those four areas are going to be highlighted. They're going to go really big because of Jupiter. You know, it's going to start something here that can involve the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political interests in that mix. And Scorpios at play behind what's going on with these lovers or creative projects or kids or recreational pursuits. So again, it can be getting together over intimacy or reproductive needs, divorce or mortality issues, third-party scenarios, or the big financial topics that are in the mix here and really starting this big new direction with them. All right, for Gemini, going backwards.
All right, Gemini, Venus is moving into Libra starting on Saturday the 14th. It's going to be 3 weeks here. You know, Venus is bringing the love, the income flow, the women, the beauty themes, and it's going to be playing out through Gemini's house of true love and lovers, and also focused on your creative projects, the children, and the recreational pursuits. So definitely you can see the money and the love flowing in those areas, and beauty and women helping out. Venus should help you smooth things out or attract things in those areas during these 3 weeks, and she wants you to connect one-on-one. You know, when it comes to what you're doing there, so seek out partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, etc. And there's those 4 days that will stand out. I gave at the top of the show. Check those out as far as the standout days in the next 3 weeks. Mercury will join the story over the weekend. And so this is before Mercury changes signs. And so, you know, that's when you can really hear the news or get into the talks or meetings, agreements, sales, writing, short trips, local activities, or decisions with that lover or the kids or the creative project or the recreational pursuit. And over the weekend, Uranus is in there as a wild card. So somebody's in there when you're in the midst of all of that. And they're showing up as either a surprise or excitement or spontaneity, or they're showing up as a sudden change or shock or shakeup. And it's, you know, focused on friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, or it has to do with your personal aspirations or original projects. So, you know, maybe you'll just think you're going out on a date with the guy, and then you're, you know, you end up at a party. I don't know. And you run into somebody you weren't expecting to see. Or maybe you'll be doing something with your creative project, and then you get online, and then everything goes, you know, bat crazy. Who knows? But it's going to be a little out there. And then on either side of that weekend, we have Mercury and then leading to the Sun, really kind of giving some stabilizing opportunity here. So on the 12th and the 16th, again, you know, the news, the meetings, the talks, the writing, the agreements, the sales, the offers, the decisions, and you getting personally or physically involved with this love or lover, the kids, the creative projects, or the recreation. And the cementing here is with those key players, the partner, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys. So something long-term with commitments there, something finalizing or wrapping up or ending, something about the structures you're setting up to support or responsibilities or ambitions in the mix there. So, you know, speak up. And then Mercury moves into Scorpio on the 17th and starts to build to a conjunction with Jupiter by the 18th. So those 2 days are really off the charts big. First time they've been together in 12 years in this arena for Gemini. This is going to be about things now starting to open up with those talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing and interviews, offers and decisions that are about your work, your health, your paperwork, your hired help, your coworkers, your animals. Did I say health? I think I did. Organizing or cleaning. And so, you know, it's not the most glamorous area of the chart, but this is going to definitely help you go big in some kind of way. Think about how you can focus on the financial or intimate needs in those areas, or the divorce, if it's about the paperwork and the hired help, maybe, from Scorpio. And then also think about, you know, how Jupiter can give you that fresh start there through legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political themes. So it starts on Tuesday and Wednesday for Gemini with work, health, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, animals, organizing, or cleaning. All right, Taurus, we're going backwards. Man. You know, I think that when I'm going to have this fan on over top of me, I really have to do like a warm tea kind of drink when I do the show, because this is not helping, but I'm going to do it again anyway. So I'm taking a sip. Hold on. All right. Taurus. All right, guys, you guys have Venus, your ruler, going into the relational energy starting on Saturday the 14th. Taking you there till November 7th, 3 weeks, and, you know, really going to try to get you to focus on sixth house matters. So for Taurus, this means you can have income flow or women or beauty themes or love flowering around your work, your health needs, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, organizing, cleaning, or the animals. And so Venus is going to help smooth that stuff out, attract those good things through that territory, bring more pleasure and enjoyment to you, you know, expressing the love or making the money or dealing with women or beauty themes in those areas. So it should be a nicer time for you guys. There are those four key dates that will stand out over the next 4 weeks or 3 weeks. So check those out at the top of the show. And pay attention to those. But in this week ahead, this should definitely be kind of like, you know, giving you that lovely vibe going on in those areas. And then Mercury will get involved with it over the weekend. So the 14th and 15th, when it comes to work, health, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, organizing, cleaning, or the animals, Mercury will then open up the talks or meetings, agreements or sales, writing or interviews, offers or decisions, or make it about more short trips or local activities about those themes. But there's that wild card energy of Uranus in this story over the weekend. So it brings another person in, something last minute changing, exciting, surprising, spontaneous or shocking or shake up that will involve healing or a hospital or an addiction or involve a romance or artistic pursuit or spiritual practice or involve something in research or investigations. And so, you know, be on your toes. Be on your toes. Something's going one way or the other there. And on either side of that, Mercury will move to meet with the sun and cement something or give you some grounding on either side of that. On the 12th and 16th, so you can hear the news or have the talks, meetings, agreements, sales, show up, get involved personally or physically with that job, health, pet, paperwork, coworker, hired help, organizing, cleaning scenario, and it cements with Saturn. So for Taurus, this means something solid in the mix with the financial shared arena, you know, the loan, the inheritance, the taxes, insurance, investments, whatever that financial thing might be, or it kind of solidifies something with a sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party scenario. And so, you know, think about Saturn. Do you want to end something under positive alignments like this, or do you want to make a long-term commitment under a positive alignment like this, or do you want to look at the responsibilities or authority types in the mix, or structuring things to stabilize, or getting ambitious about it, you know? So the door is open. And then Mercury moves into Scorpio, which is Taurus's relationship zone. And this starts on Tuesday the 17th. Mercury will be there for a few weeks. But between the 17th and 18th, Mercury is moving to sit with Jupiter on the same degree there. Very big 2 days. 17th and 18th. Taurus, circle them on your calendar because this is when you can have the news or offers, get into the talks or meetings, write, sign agreements, make sales, interview, audition, make decisions that involve this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, advocate, you name it, right? And Scorpio is going to make it deep and powerful, maybe financial or sexual or about divorce or mortality issues or third parties. And Jupiter, taking it big, can bring in legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political themes to get that ball rolling. So connect, connect, connect on those 2 days. Okay, for Aries, going backwards, you guys are the last sign this time. Sorry to do it to you, but, you know, the Pisces held a coup. So Aries, we have Venus moving into your relationship zone on Saturday the 14th. And this is going to be a three-week transit. And so you'll have it there till November 7th. And this is good because we love where Venus goes. She tries to smooth things out or attract the love, the income, the beauty, or the women into the mix. And so for Aries, this is going to play out with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, even the competition or the advocates. And so, you know, focus on those people and what you want to see happen here with love or income, with beauty or women. Note the four dates that I gave at the top of the show that will stand out in the 3 weeks ahead and kind of
you know, play it by that. Mercury is going to have a say in this over the weekend, the 14th and 15th, before he's leaving signs. So over the weekend, you might meet or run into somebody, you know, the partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, or you might hear from them, get into talks or meetings, focus on agreements or sales, write together, interview, audition, propose, make decisions, right? Even short trips or local activities, you know, can impact this. And so big weekend for these key players, but Uranus is the wild card. And Uranus is in your sign, Aries. So, you know, you're kind of the wild card in a way here. So there can be something from you in this one-on-one dynamic with this other person that is going to either be very exciting and spontaneous and surprising, or there can be something very shocking and sudden with changes or last-minute, you know, choices or a shakeup of some sort, you know. So I don't know. I'm going to pin those Aries down over this weekend so they behave themselves. But it looks like, you know, there you go, something really amping up there. And on either side of that weekend, on the 12th and on the 16th, again, Mercury and then the Sun will then be focusing you with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, with the talks and meetings and agreements and short trips, et cetera, and also with you getting personally or physically involved with them and to help you cement something. You know, the door is going to be open here to Saturn. So for Aries, this means something solid coming down here through legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious, or political interests with or about them. So Saturn can help you, you know, commit long-term here through to something in that area, to finalize or end something in that area, to structure things to support, to tackle responsibilities or get ambitious or involve authority figures about it, you know. So make those days count. And then Mercury moves into Scorpio on the 17th and will then join Jupiter on the same degree between the 17th and 18th, building up and peaking on that degree. So, you know, those 2 days are really big because they haven't gotten together there in 12 years, and because that definitely kind of kicks off a new story for the two of them, or the next story up for the two of them. And for Aries, this is going to be bringing or opening the door to bring news, talks, meetings, offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, decisions that are about any of the big financial themes. Could be the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investment settlements, alimony, child support, commissions, your partner's money. So any of those big, and I'm sure I left some out, any of those big financial topics, it's opening the door to hearing the news or meeting people or all these, you know, Mercury themes about sexual attractions or tackling sexual dysfunctions or anything going on with your reproduction or anything going on with divorce or a death or a birth or anything with power or empowerment or with controlling interests in something or third-party scenarios playing out, you and two other people. So definitely look for something big to happen between those 2 days. If it's you speaking up and asking for something, or you're hearing for from somebody or getting that idea or writing that thing up. And remember, Jupiter can impact this. So again, when you're looking at financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party situations, this could be about the legal stuff, the travel, the person at a distance, the educational, the media marketing, the wedding, the religious, or the political side of this, and really launching you out there. So that's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon, and I did a backwards show, and we're not even in a Mercury retrograde, but that's just how I roll. So I hope your week ahead is a good one. I hope that all this new placement of energy helps us out. I hope the wild card weekend isn't too crazy, for myself included. And you guys can always find me daily over on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And God willing, I'll be back next week, same time. Have a great week, you guys. Bye-bye.